Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, July 12. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, why Diebold chose bankruptcy, and many more may follow. Well, at 2:30 p.m. this afternoon, U.S. Central Time, the judge will bring down the gavel, calling the proceedings to order. Now, before the judge, on either side, will be a host of somber-looking, well-dressed lawyers and accountants who will represent the two sides of this dispute. On the one side will be the representatives for Diebold Nixdorf Holding, a U.S. corporation, while on the other side will be the Diebold creditors. Now, what brings all this legal and accounting professionals together is a small matter of nearly $1.5 billion, funds that Diebold owes to these various creditors, and now apparently is unable to pay. Now, you might be familiar with Diebold's name. They're one of the principal manufacturers of ATM machines, point-of-sales terminals, those barcode readers seen in most grocery stores, and most recently, Diebold has become notorious for making the vote tallying equipment that created such controversy during the last presidential election. This 164-year-old company employs 23,000 workers in 130 countries worldwide. And while the details of its core business are fascinating, today we will focus on their finances, because Diebold represents what is becoming a trend in our economy, a trend towards bankruptcy and companies which simply cannot pay their bills. So far this year, more than 340 major corporations have declared that they are bankrupt, and six of those companies, including Diebold, owe creditors more than $1 billion. In total, Diebold owes $1.47 billion to international creditors. Here in the United States, Diebold has moved to receive relief from its interest-owned bondholders from a bankruptcy court in Texas under Chapter 11 of the bankruptcy law. Today's court hearing is in Ohio, where Diebold has its headquarters, and it involves Dutch creditors and is filed under Chapter 15. There is little doubt that before we are through, this will be one of the most complex filings in history involving multinational laws and creditors. All that is a function of Diebold's global portfolio of businesses. But behind the legal complexity of just who owes whom, what, and where, there lies some pretty straightforward economics. Simply put, Diebold cannot pay its expenses. Now, a quick review of Diebold's latest income statement proves the answer. We begin by looking at Diebold's sales for the first quarter of this year. Everything's fine here. In fact, sales during that first quarter were higher this year by $30 million than they were last year. So income is not the problem. Let's look at expenses. Ah, and here's the answer. One expense item has doubled from last year to this, and that's interest expense. Interest expense nearly doubled from last year to this, and in the first quarter of 2023, Diebold's interest expense reached $81.9 million. And it's not just this year, it's all of the projected interest that lies in front of Diebold that's a problem. And this was enough for management to put the company in bankruptcy. You see, any good financial officer is able to project how much debt, bonds, loans, and notes that the company has coming due in the next few months, then calculate the new interest rate and come to an answer of whether or not Diebold can pay these new higher loan rates. It's a piece of cake, really, for anyone with basic accounting skills. But what the Diebold financial person must have seen must have blown their mind. Remember, a little over a year ago, basic interest, that's Fed funds, was a mere 25 basis points. Today, the Federal Reserve has raised their basic rate to more than 5%. That's a 20-fold increase in interest in just a little over a year. For Diebold, that means that every time a bond matures or a loan comes due, they will need to refinance the debt at a much, much higher rate. this year, that means their interest expense nearly doubled. But that process will continue as old debt is replaced with new. Imagine if Diebold's interest expense increases over the next 3 or 4 years by doubling each year. It would reach a level that no company could sustain. And that's the real reason that Diebold Management is electing bankruptcy now. It's because they can see what lies ahead. And if they don't get relief soon, it may be too late. The company would have to close its doors. So far, as we've said, 340 companies have joined Diebold in seeking bankruptcy. I expect that number to grow dramatically as we go through the rest of this year. You see, for 14 years, the Federal Reserve taught corporate America that the best way to finance a company was with debt. The Fed gave companies the most powerful incentive of all. They made debt virtually free. All of the capital models clearly show that the most profitable way to build a business was on the back of the Fed's free debt. But here's the problem. Corporate America is caught in the Federal Reserve's interest rate trap. For years, the Fed enticed corporations to borrow as much as possible with their zero interest rate policy. And then, when inflation rose, the Fed stated that it was only transitory, quote-unquote, implying that even then, the Fed would likely not raise interest rates. And then when companies like Diebold took the Fed at its word and used the debt to fund its capital, then the Fed pulled out the rug, trapping major corporations into skyrocketing interest expense and compelling them to file Chapter 11 or some other bankruptcy chapter. Stay tuned. I fear we will see many more corporations follow Diebold's example. And that's the Value Side for Wednesday, July 12. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.